Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
Fuck, it's a Sunday.
A
day of rest.
But not for us.
Guys! I'm sorry, I know we have our usual intro, but I can't. Yo, we hit 10K followers on Instagram.
A moment like this.
On 1010.
On 1010 portal.
And
are you kidding?
Been a pod for 10 months. It's the universe for me slapping its schlongaline. Oh my God, guys. It was like a moment. I swear to God, like I was at work and I was just like, I got like a little teary eyed because I was like,
you cried.
I didn't cry. I got teary eyed.
But Gemini got teary eyed.
I remember being in the car with one of my hoes and we was girl talking and like astro talking. And I was like, we should make a fucking podcast. I was like, this is such fun fucking shit. Like this would be amazing. And I remember saying to my friend, like, we should do this. And my friend was like, I'm fucking down. And I was like, let's call the other hens. Let's assemble. And we assembled the team and we started this not knowing what the fuck we were doing with a mic from Target, which we're still using. Great mic, by the way. $50. But, like, to see the growth and the engagement and even, like, Nikita and I, when we first started, like, we posted on our stories, like, about the pod and the idea. And we got so much positive love and feedback, let alone from our personal pages. And we ain't no fucking blue check hoes, like, but we got like so much feedback that it was like, holy shit, all right, let's do this. And our first episode was December 20th of 2020.
It's almost gonna be a year.
Coven hoes.
Well, episode 1.5 was on the 20th. Episode 1 was on the 13th.
I think we need to give them that because I think we need to edit that a lot. Let me tell you something right here. We decided to drink bottles of wine before the first episode, so we got a little delayed or whatever. Not cute. But it was like so crazy to be like, yo, we some swipe up hoes now. Like, that's so beautiful.
Let me look for that feature right now.
It's just beautiful, and like I feel like me, Nikita, and Stephanie the past 10 months have been on this journey learning, growing, like, you know, like now, like with work and with this and with that, like there's just been like there's so much going on, but we've still stuck through. And like even at times when it feels like, oh God, like, oh, this is something extra, it's like, no, it's fucking worth it because we love it. It makes us happy. We get to sit here and vibe with each other, hang out, and the feedback from everyone is just so beautiful. So if you've been here from the beginning, we love you. Thank you. If you knew, we love you. Thank you. And I feel like fucking something. It's just, it's so surreal.
No, I think about it too sometimes. Like, you know, I do what I love, which is makeup. And, you know, I work at a makeup company. I do my own freelance. And I always felt like there was something missing from my life. And it was comedy. And I love making people laugh. Like, everyone who knows me knows I'm a fucking true-ass clown.
You're a giggle-ass hoe.
I'm a giggle-ass hoe. I'm Gemini Mercury. But I remember my mom had told me once, she was like, why don't you start going to, like, comedy clubs and, like, speaking then? I'm like, fuck no. Like, that's fucking weird. Like,
that's, like, lame.
I was like, I don't got a set to give. Like, I'm on the spot. Like, you know, instant. So when, you know, this whole podcast was brought up, I was like, this is exactly what was missing. The missing puzzle piece of my life. And this 10 months have been absolutely nothing but incredible. And I'm so glad that we on this journey.
Swipe up.
And now we swipe up.
It's the growth for me. We just getting started, bitch. We just getting warmed up.
That's it.
You
that's
gotta
it.
Put that shit in dry. You gotta get wet first. This is you bitches can't even spell, bro.
But this is just the beginning. We want to thank you guys so much, and we appreciate all your love and support, all your reposts.
We love y'all
on the memes and the TikToks and the everything. This and then everything. So
we some funny bitches.
Damn,
Adam Sandler sucked my cock. Sucked my cock. We hope y'all enjoyed that little clip last week. That's one of our friends that says that when his mom picks up the phone and when anyone calls. I'm like, hello, call 911 right now.
Oh my God. Oh Lord. But welcome back to another week of the Astrologers.
Fuck, it's a Sunday.
A day of rest.
But not for me.
Not for me.
Not for us. So as usual, you know, we'll be starting off our episode with some astro events coming up this week.
Fuck astrology.
Fuck. Angel, give it to me. What we got going on this week astrology-wise?
So on the 17th, Jupiter goes direct in Aquarius.
Ooh, ooh.
Which I'm going to dive into a little bit more in a second, because multiple planets are turning from retrograde to retro shade, but direct. On the 19th, Mercury goes direct in Libra. Y'all, this retrograde got to fucking go. I mean, I've been all right, but everyone
else... It hasn't been that bad, at least for me personally.
I'm actually chilling this retrograde.
Everyone's like, man, I'm just vibing.
I'm vibing. This one, I'm vibing. I mean...
People on Instagram, I'm like, holy shit, like, the worst week of my life and shit.
I'm like, yo, yeah. I can't believe that. I'm chilling. I mean, you got the usual exes hitting you up left and right, but what else is new?
A lot of people breaking up right now. It's the Libra for me.
Please take this word of advice. Do not start talking to somebody during a retrograde. Please. Please, it don't work. It don't work.
Don't do it unless you're just trying to fuck. You're trying to plant flowers and shit together. Fuck off. Wait till it ends.
Trying to hike in the woods and fuck. I mean.
But finally, we're going to find some balance. We're going to begin mending relationships and finding harmony with our words. And things are going to kind of get smoothed over, and we're going to go back into harmonious Libra, not Sour Patch Kid side Libra. On the 20th, there's a full moon in Aries, which we did go into on our Libra season episode, so check the fuck back. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. This full moon is encouraging you to be brave, bold, and let that shit fucking go. Set it all on fire to begin again. Phoenix vibes. Ooh. Motherfucker.
Okay, that's right.
So, like I said before, retrograde season is coming to an end. Pluto went direct on October 6th. Saturn went direct on October 10th. Jupiter and Mercury both go direct on the fucking 18th. The time of adapting and reflecting is coming to a finish. Take time to take what you learned this retrograde season and put it into practical matters in your life. By October 19th, like I said, all of them will be stationed direct, meaning they are no longer in retrograde. So the last 5 months have been solely focused on your inner growth. But now it's about less on the internal and more on the inspired action from these things. When it comes to spoken words and financial and career matters, things are not as they seem. A much clearer picture is going to start to emerge. So to circle back on Jupiter, it's not so much like a harsh retrograde, but I feel like now that it is turning direct, a lot of our luck and like easygoing, like good luck, like fortunate things are going to flow a little bit easier. Things will feel like they come together easier, but don't forget the lessons you learn when you felt a little bit of a struggle bus. So it's about instilling the shit that you went through during retrograde season and propelling it into your future self, where you want to be, who you want to be, what you want to do. Okay.
Beautiful.
Guys, I keep doing this really creepy, like, goosebumps voice lately, so don't mind me. I'm just being a Gemini. Now for the slut butts.
Chocolate. They selling chocolate. What are they selling?
Chocolate. It'll make you live forever. Give me 10.
I remember when they first invented chocolate.
I hated it. So, we have a story from our Aquarius and Sagittarius.
Woo!
It involves a cheer girl costume.
Okay.
A collar.
Uh-oh.
A leash.
I love that.
A whip.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Cool whip. Oh, you're not going to like where it goes. it goes a little south. So, you know, they're wham, bam, and thank you, mammon. Honey's like gagged, choked, fucking collared, doggy style, yada, yada, yada. They're banging. She's dressed as a cheerleader.
From High School Musical, doing the cheers.
Cisco motherfucking Bob.
Together. Forever. Together.
So they decide, fuck it, let's do anal. It hurted.
But have they done anal before or no?
Yes, and it was fine. But okay. I guess just the position, I don't know, it wasn't working out. So then they were like, let's do booty missionary. They did booty missionary, went fine. She was like, fuck me harder. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, love that.
And then they saw blood.
Oh!
He done ripped her booty hole.
They saw what?
Shut blood. The fuck up.
He done ripped her butthole.
Oh, goddamn.
But she wasn't in pain, so I was like, maybe because you were, like, fucking so hard.
Did he just, like, ram it in, or,
no,
like...
No, he, like, eased it in, and then she was like, fuck me harder, daddy, Ron Ross is And then next thing you know, like, they finish, he pulls out, and there's, like, blood, and he's like, what the fuck? And she's like, what the shit? And, yeah, he, like, tore her booty up.
Oh, my God.
Like a paper.
No, God, no, please. No, God.
They was doing anal or whatever, and I guess her booty went...
No, goddamn.
My ass hurts.
my butthole just clenched up.
I think maybe they were, like, fucking hard normally first. And maybe, I don't know what happened. But, like, I was like, did you Neosporin your butthole? Were you scared to poop? And she's like, honestly, I was so scared to shit because I didn't want to get sepsis and die from my asshole.
Oh, God.
But and then she got jizz in her butt. So, you know, she had to take that jizz poop with a broken booty.
Oh, my God.
It was just, you know... He loved the outfit. She did a twirl. She did.
I could picture it.
But the booty hole ripped. And she wants just to let y'all know her asshole is fine. As well, it's healed and it's pooping normal. It's ready for a cock again. Like, hello, how many hot dogs can you fit in your mouth? How many buttholes can you rip?
Oh, God.
And on that note, Finn. My leg.
My hole.
Oh, my God.
But we're going to go from ripped assholes right into the episode for y'all. Oh. Let's get into it. What are we talking about tonight?
Third house, yo.
There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
All right. So just like we dived into the first two houses, today we're going to talk about your third house. What each planet living in this space brings and a bit about the signs. Mm. Now, if you're a noob to astro, whatever your first house is actually your rising sign.
Come on.
And each house in your birth chart follows an order of the signs. So if you are a Leo rising, your second house is in Virgo and so on. If you are a Virgo rising, your second house is in Libra. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah. Hey, what's our third house in?
Scorpio.
Why do y'all bitches communicate toxically? Ew, y'all got Scorpio third houses?
You mad?
I'm making more sense.
Now, by understanding what planets fall where, you can see how you operate in these areas of life, the energy you express, and how you go about things. So, let's get into it, shall we?
Ooh, I'm about to dive in.
So, let's talk about the third house first. The third house is ruled by Gemini, baby!
Suck my dick. Suck my mother.
Whip it out.
Whip it out, my Scorpio. Third house is ready. The planet of Mercury. So you already know this house represents communication, boom, technology, boom, transport, boom, early education, boom, boom, and perception.
Boom, boom, pow.
It's the house of intelligence, baby. So now we're going to start with the planets in the third house, starting with the sun.
Sun in the third house. A third house sun person is driven to learn and explore and enjoy their immediate environment. Y'all are about to hear in the motherfucking now.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy being on the go and can be easily bored, which I feels you. I'm a Gemini. I get that. Third house sons may tend to be more intellectual or more social. It's either or. But for the more intellectual types, there's an irrepressible desire to learn more, to learn more. They can often find themselves focused or very vocalized on interests that they have, whether it's biking, this and that. Like, sun is about the self.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the third house communication is very, like, they incorporate what they like and what they love, and they'll share that with you. And if you can connect with them, that's great. But they can also be there, like, if that makes sense. I just went Muppet mode. Social or intellectual early learning is a central thing for this house, which can cause issues or progression.
Mm-hmm.
So we flagged.
Now, moon in the third house, similar to a third house sun position, a third house moon is extremely interested in their immediate environment.
Okay.
Judging time, distance, and directions are skills which can come naturally to a third house moon, as they are extremely adept at navigating their immediate environment.
It's all about themselves.
Now, a third house moon is at ease with learning and also finds it comforting. So, like the third house sun, early schooling is a central issue, whether it is positive or negative.
Ooh.
This position also inclines a person to communicate their feelings, something a lot of us don't like to do, and lends an ability to explain their feelings clearly.
Okay.
It gives a bit of a detachment to the moon's emotions because it also adds an intellectualism to the moon by house position.
Okay, Amanda.
Mm-hmm. But the moon sign is more influential than this house placement.
I can see that. This could go left or right. Like, yeah. If you have, like, a hyper-emotional moon and it's in your third, if you have, like, a cold, distant moon, then you're not going to lean so much into that, like, gibbity-gobbity moon sign shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're not going to, like, intertwine your feelings into every conversation.
But the same thing like the sun. It can go both ways. Mm-hmm. It can go really, like, it can work and compromise with you, or it's not going to work against you. It'll go against
you. Or you could come off like an egotistical prick.
Next, we got Mercury in the third house. You know, as the ruler of the third house, Mercury is at home here. It is nearly impossible for this placement to have a negative effect.
Well, damn, I wish my Mercury was here.
Yeah, blah-blah-dee-da-doo. Even with hard aspects to Saturn or Pluto, Mercury in its own house will do well. This placement, you know, it thrives on intellect. The only possibly bad effect here is to create a chart holder who cannot slow down their mind enough to focus. Tell me the lie. You know, even a Mercury in hard aspect to Saturn in the sign of Capricorn, for example, will work well and create an intellect which focuses intensely when learning and always thinks before speaking. Generally, a third house Mercury generates a quick and fluid thinking who is agile with words. Mercury at the third house also generates activity in the daily life of the chart holder. Mm-hmm. So a busy mind leads to a busy body, which bores easily and prefers an active, on-the-go lifestyle.
These mm-hmm. type of motherfuckers, if the conversation ain't hitting, they quitting. Yep. I mean, you're not stimulating the noggin, gotta go. It's goodbye. Soggy. It's peace. Like you're sogging. Gotta go. Got a jet. Give me Neutron. You know that. You know that's fucking
true. Got a blast.
Wow. Venus in the third house. Venus can slow things down a bit in the third house. Ooh. But with a planet so charming in love and beauty, it's no real fucking loss. Yeah, I mean, nah. Come on. They gonna charm you out your pants. Often Venus in the third house finds beauty in literature and genitals. I mean, just kidding. Literature, books, language, and the art of communication styles and connecting. Venus doesn't want to rush the experience. They won't take their time. Mm. They want to savor what they love. And in the third house, it loves learning and communicating. Knowledge and early education are seen as valuable with Venus in the third house, as I just feel like education in general is. Keeping tabs on neighbors and family is also valuable. Y'all know them Libras can never stand alone. Come on. Hell even nah. in their communication, like, I need your opinion. What's your zodiac sign? I feel like a third house Venus is also very projective with, like, connecting with family, connecting with friends, traveling to go see them. Like, they're very, like, enveloped with connecting with others, and it's likely for them to actually live near their family so that they can frequently see or communicate. Mm-hmm. Y'all like to be home.
Now, Mars in the third house is a more powerful communication. A chart holder with Mars in the third house is likely to speak blunt as fuck. Mm. Mars here wants to win arguments.
No, that's right.
They always want to be correct, and they're willing to put up a fight about
You're
it.
Damn right. You're damn right.
A third house Mars is assertive in communication and defends what it believes in.
Even if y'all are wrong, y'all like, wah, 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 the sky is purple, I said it. Meanwhile, it's black because it's night.
At worst, Mars in the third house is an intellectual bully who has to be correct at all costs.
Uh-huh. Y'all some Helga Pataki-ass motherfuckers.
Now, this position can make the chart holder feel like they're being connected with family and neighbors is vital to their sense of self. They need to get around town and stay in touch with what's happening around them. And they always have to be correct.
So y'all just gonna bully everybody, but y'all want them to stay in your safety.
Correct. Zone. Yeah. Sounds about right.
It's the nerve for me.
Sounds about right.
It's the nerve for me.
Then we have Jupiter in the third house. You know, Jupiter being in the third house is actually a great spot to be in. At worst, you know, you get a know-it-all chart holder who's convinced that they have all the answers. How is that even an excellent position to be in? I mean, who wants a know-it-all, but that's Jupiter for
Put
you.
On a show.
Generally, however, Jupiter in the third house makes early schooling come easy to them and gives many opportunities to the chart holder for success in education.
They're ahead of the game, so they know they write because they've been learned.
Suck my cock.
Suck my
cock. A third house Jupiter appreciates how information and knowledge opens the doors in life and are useful beyond being mere facts. By putting facts together in a useful way, Jupiter in the third house can gain a lot of power and authority within its social circle and community, rather than just using it to prove that they're superior to others simply because they have accumulated more knowledge. I just feel like y'all still using it to be superior amongst y'all.
Level up.
Jupiter in the third house is likely to have a larger circle of people in their immediate community with whom they can communicate and visit frequently. Freedom to move about in their immediate environment is very crucial in this placement because Jupiter never wants to be restricted. It's the freedom for me.
Can't hold them down there.
Hell nah.
All right, so Saturn in the third house. Early school time can be restrictive and overly serious. I mean, it's Saturn. It's daddy vibes. What do we expect? This is an awkward placement for Saturn, actually, because the third house is light, fast-paced. Remember, it's Mercury ruled. It's all about the yada-ying, yada-boom, learn, move, and Saturn's like, I want to take my time. Like I said, Saturn's patient, careful, and slow moving. Mercury is the opposite. The incompatibility can create a need to rebel against the rules of school and local community. Y'all was the one smoking weed under the bleachers. Mm-hmm. In the best scenario, Saturn here brings careful intellectual focus to the third house, along with patience in exploring things around them rather than rushing around. In terms of connecting with others, Saturn can stunt and actually inhibit somebody's ability to verbally express themselves, so it kind of holds them back. At best, Saturn here will help the person to choose their words carefully, communicate in a thoughtful manner. Fun fact, Saturn here can cause an over-serious tone when driving. Y'all are the ones that like wait 10, 20 minutes before turning at the stop sign.
Hurry up!
Go! Any kind of local commuting, y'all are taking your time. You're leaving your house an hour early to go 10 minutes. It's okay. Making your way downtown.
Walking fast.
Face is passing.
And I'm homebound.
Uranus in the third house.
Your what?
Uranus. Mm. The planet that makes its own rules can create some fucking havoc in the house of early schooling.
Oh, snap.
Sudden changes in childhood schools are likely with a third house Uranus, and only if a few schools are attended, the chart holder may feel the need to break free.
I want to
break free.
Now, however, if given room to express itself and ample independence, Uranus can flourish in the third house. Uranus can lend its creative and original intellectual style to the third house and great success to the chart holder, but it must be fed with freedom and not starved with tedious rules.
Don't be strict.
It's Uranus flourishing in the third house for me.
It's Uranus just flourishing in general. Uranus is like a flower blooming, an orchid at midnight.
Spontaneous outings and surprise visits to family and neighbors are fitting with Uranus in the third house. Anything but a mundane routine keeps Uranus happy here. So don't be boring.
Don't be a boring bitch. Now we have Neptune in the third house. You know, Neptune in the third house can bring as much cloudy confusion here as it can bring brilliance. So just like Uranus and Jupiter, Neptune needs freedom. But unlike Jupiter and Uranus, Neptune rarely uses it constructively. In the house of early education, these tendencies can cause a lot of irresponsible behavior in school, ranging from daydreaming rather than listening to just outright truancy. Verbal communication is often clouded with a third house Neptune, as the planet doesn't think in terms of facts, which are the meat of the third house. So rather than that, Neptune thinks with their feelings and would prefer to speak with these feelings in a place of words. This creates a disconnect between feelings and their expression in words, which can come across as dishonesty or muddled meanings. I mean, really, being anything Neptune ruled. Neptune also in the third house is at its best if it's allowed to grow and experience on its own timetable and with loads and loads of freedom.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Who does that sound like?
Yeah, let me fucking vibe, bitches. And if you try to push my vibe, you're gonna be out the vibe. You're out the vibe, Nick. You're out.
It's crazy how a lot of your placements say that you need freedom. That you like your freedom.
Yeah, my placement.
Like, literally your whole chart.
It's telling all y'all fuck off. Like, fuck the fuck up. And what do I embody? My fucking freedom!
Oh, fuck, it's on.
It's so true, though. It's crazy.
It is. Like, literally, all of your placements. Like, freedom, freedom, freedom. If astrology ain't real!
Why am I a balloon? You never feel like a
plastic bag drifting through the wind.
No, whatever that was, like, oh shit. I was like, okay, I see that. Pluto in the third house. Now, power struggles and control issues are often a problem in early schooling and life with Pluto here. There are likely to be control standoffs with authoritative figures like school, parents. Y'all want to quit school, you want to run away, you want to switch schools, I don't fucking know. Hello? You got runaway vibes, okay. Pluto in the third house is likely to be very controlling in conversation, using words as weapons. Okay, I see y'all. At best, a conversation style which is slow and careful, choose your words and find the direct flow of the conversation instead of just like bullying through that. The person here is also very skilled at revealing information about themselves in very subtle ways. And I feel like this gives them a great concentration and they're able to learn very deeply. They think outside of the box. You know, Pluto represents like such like wild shit that having your communication style here gives you a boost with that. You like to investigate people and you want to investigate the universe. Go off.
Go off.
Do you, boo-boo? You go, Glenn Coco. Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to go into the signs in the house.
Ooh, sexy.
So now we're going to kick it off with Aries.
Aries.
Individuals with this sign and house combination will rely on independent thinking as their way to communicate and interpret the world. They expect people to be forthright and direct in their communication. They will prefer to communicate directly and aggressively.
Aries.
Now, if something is on their mind, there's a good chance that it will come out of their damn mouth.
Yeah, they yelling. They saying shit they should have.
They prefer to have friendships that do not need much nurturing. If they are present, they care about you and are engaged. When they are somewhere else, they are present there.
Here and now.
Here and now. Now we have Tauruses. You know, it's an earth sign that is in an air house. So people with this combination prefer to be conservative and careful as their way to communicate with and interpret with the world.
Okay.
Their understanding of the way the world works just focuses more through their constant concerns about security, safety, and having what they need. They also prefer to think things through before acting, unlike our friend over here, Aries. And following tried and true patterns of thought and decision making, long-lasting friendships and loyalty are key to this house.
So, Gemini, now y'all rule this fucking house, so power move for you. Networking is the goal of communication, so they can connect a massive number of people together, allowing friendships to extend exponentially. Also, they love to learn as much as possible about everything, everyone. They want to know your fucking whole life. They want to know your grandmother's name, your grandfather's name, unless they took a shit. They
everything.
They want to know everything. These people tend to think fast and can manage numerous flows of information simultaneously. Their love of learning is unsurpassed by any other sign in this house. And if you have a Gemini in the third house, you won, bitch. You learn and you bell.
That's it.
You bell, baby. You bell. You won. You just don't go. You ghost everybody, but you won. I'm learning the part.
Now, Cancer. These individuals rely on sympathy, intuition, and emotional intelligence to communicate with and interpret the world. They expect people to be emotional and share their feelings. They will also prefer to communicate indirectly and subtly, and can be a bit passive aggressive.
A bit.
They will literally feel their way through a conversation.
I feel their own feelings. They read the room. They read how they think.
In true Cancer fashion, they prefer to have friendships that need and give nurturing.
Next, we got Leo in the third house. You know, these individuals rely on humor, creativity, and putting on a show as a way to communicate with.
They're
and
dramatic, but not. They're stoically dramatic.
Their understanding of the way the world works filters through their eyes of a Leo, expecting people to be playful and energetic in their communication. They seek and give praise as the currency of interactions. So if they do something important,
they put on a show.
They want some praise.
Oh, they want
lots of praise. Get on your knees, clap, everything.
And if someone does something worthy of recognition, they will give praise back. Friendships need to be dynamic, competitive, and fun. F is for friends who do stuff together.
U is for you. Clap for me. I'm a little fucking third house. Virgo is also ruled by Mercury, as we know, but this is an earth sign that's ruled. So individuals here tend to be more critical, meticulous, and thoughtful. It's the Virgo judging for me. They like to understand the way it works through their constant concerns about getting things right and helping others, but they will be the ones to fucking instruct you and try to put something together. They're silently correcting your grammar. Friendships with other problem solvers can cause well work for them and help them. They almost have a communication style of service where some may receive that nicely and others might be like, you're cutting my ass. You have no place to do that. Mm-hmm. I used to know a Mercury and Virgo very well. And they would say things that they thought were, like, not fucking mean. But they, like, because it was in, like, they weren't trying to be mean. But I would be like, damn, like, ow. But they didn't think they were being ow. They're like, I'm just being honest. I'm like, yeah, but maybe, like, you know how when you was a baby and you bowled and you used bumpers? Sometimes you need bumpers.
Sometimes.
And I'm not saying always bumper it, but, like, curb your content. Like,
yeah. Grab your resting bitch face Jesus for a little bitch. Bit. Yeah. Yeah, chill out. Now we got Libra in the third house. This is obviously an air sign in an air sign house.
It's the chaos for me.
These individuals prefer to be analytical, balanced in their true Libra fashion as their way to communicate with the world. Their understanding of the way the world works with their Librian eyes through their constant concerns about giving others the benefit of the doubt and getting all the tea, honey, all the tea, all the facts. They realize that the world runs on important one-on-one relationships at crucial times in a person's life. People with this sign in the third house are really good listeners and can be very non-judgmental until a judgment is required. Judge Judy. I don't know. It's for you, for me.
I'm tired.
Oh, God. Okay.
Now, moving on to Scorpio. Now, this water and air combination.
It's toxic. Now, sip it up.
You may.
Now, these... Now, these individuals rely on questioning, intensity, and manipulation to communicate with the world around them.
It's the gaslighting bitches for me at the table. Y'all both gaslight me on the daily and I don't even know.
I'm trying to gaslight everybody. Come on.
They expect people to be secretive and private and frugal with what they share with others.
Yo, y'all fucked up.
That's so true, though. That's so true.
We prefer to communicate with intensity. Having a conversation with them, or us, me and Nick.
Yes.
It's like talking to a private detective.
Yo, I will say this. I will be talking, and then they'll be like, what's this? What's that? What's this? I'm like, bitch, relax. Like,
but we can find things out like this.
Oh,
let me tell you right now.
Explorer.
Oh, I will find out shit so fucking fast.
FBI, just show me a picture of a pinky nail, and I will fucking tell you.
In 5 minutes, I will find out.
You ready for this? I'm on the way. But anytime I tell both of them a story, it's, and then what? What was this?
I do.
And I'm like, bruh.
I'm like, what else did this person say?
I'm telling you. Relax.
I want to know details.
That's what I'm saying.
I want the soup. The ingredients.
Now, friendships with these individuals need to be intense and transformative.
I ain't friends with y'all no more. Y'all annoying. No, I'm kidding. I love you guys.
And discussions with them can feel like you're taking your soul through a washing machine.
What? Why y'all trying to wash? Mine's gonna be worse. It's in Pisces. So I'm just shitting on y'all.
I will say this, though. Like, when I date people and they speak too much, I get really annoyed with it. I'm like, oh, God, you're saying too many things. Like, relax. Like, just give me some mystery. Like, give me some mystery. Like, let me find it out as a detective. Like, you're already blurting out all this information.
So you want to be toxic and Google the truth.
Yes, I do. Like, yes, I do. Like, I want to fucking find out on my own terms. Like, let me find out the tea. Like, let me question you about it. Or the best is, like, if I ask people questions, I already know the answer. So I want to know if you're going to lie to me or not.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
We be knowing.
You guys are crazy.
Who did I do this to the other day? I did it to somebody.
Yo,
and I was like, when I told the person, I said, when I ask you a question, it's because I already know the answer. I think I did it to one of my exes. I was like, I'm asking you this question right now because I already know the answer. So you're going to give me the right answer.
We're asking because we want to hear you say the truth.
Right. Correct. Correct.
Y'all are creepy.
Correct.
Y'all are
my God.
Creepy.
I feel so seen and so heard.
I think y'all both need therapy. Honestly.
I am in therapy, Nick.
He's like, I asked a question because I want to know. And don't tell me about yourself. I want to Google it. It's like, you want to Google instead of someone just...
No, the thing is, I think a lot of people that talk to me, they immediately say too much.
Like, well, that's your Gemini. You're like, shut the fuck up. Like, stop talking to me.
Maybe. I don't know. But I'm just like, yo, you're saying too much. Like, just chill out a little bit. Keep the mystery alive. Like, ease into it. This one's like, and I did this and this and this. And now I'm like, all right.
I think that's your Gemini paired with your Scorpio Mercury. Because if someone's too, I'm like, stop.
Yeah. Chill out. Chill out.
No, stop.
Chill. Chill out for a little bit.
Yo, y'all crazy. Jesus, fuck. The way y'all both were going off. Yeah, I already know. I want to stalk you.
That's right. That's right.
So this is, unfortunately, 10K episode where I release it. I'm leaving the pod because I no longer want to be in a toxic Scorpio third house environment.
Oh, shit.
Y'all got GPSs on my car. She's not at work. Sagittarius in the third house. As you know, Sag is fire. So individuals with this will be very intricate with their thinking, very philosophy-based as a way to communicate and interpret the world. You know, Sag is all about the journey, the exploration. So they also filter the world like Scorpio through their lens. They expect people to be into the higher learning, idealistic thinking, and more worldly affairs. They're very, like, in-depth of knowledge and diverse, and they have an extensive vocabulary. These are motherfuckers that bring in their ostracize and onomatopoeia on a Tuesday morning. You're like, wow. They're like, I didn't mean to ostracize. And you're like, oh my God, verbiage. Verbiage. Friendships need to be thoughtful and adventurous. They often find themselves connecting with people that have a passion for belief, a way of life, or a certain expertise. It's the juice for them.
Next, we got Capricorn in the third house. So this is an earth sign that is in the air house. So individuals prefer to be commanding, strategic, and directive in the way they communicate with individuals in this world. Their understanding of the way the world works, filtering through with constant concerns about responsibility and productivity in true Capricornio fashion.
Cue Britney, now get to work, bitch. I want
to work. I was a dog. They prefer to have goals before acting and will be the ones to lead others to accomplish tasks and reach achievements. Friendships in this house work best when they are engaging in shared goals with their friends and they are working on tasks together. Finishing a to-do list is a wonderful way to spend the day with these people.
Aquarius in the third house. Now, these individuals prefer to be social, idealistic, and friendly. Their understanding of the way the world works filters through their interests in the way people fit together and where they fit with their friends, community, and society. They realize that the world is made up of a vast network of communication. Individuals with this are innovative, social conscious, and interested in social engineering.
That's right.
All right, Pisces in the third house, and this is a water sign.
Water.
So individuals with this sign may rely on imagination, intuition, and empathy to communicate and interpret the world. Their understanding of the way that the world works filters through the Piscean lens. So they expect people to be, I think, more spiritually, like, adept, sensitive, and emotionally aware, and open to sharing more of their real things. They will prefer communication in the flow with the communication style of the person that they're talking to. Having a conversation with them is like talking to the rain or a waterfall. You get either or. And friendships can reign all across economic, educational, and cultural groups.
Do you feel that way, Angel? Being a Pisces in the third house?
Yeah, I do, actually. Because for some reason, even though it's Pisces, it's not an overly emotional, like, gibbity-gobbity-goo thing, but it's more like they're going to talk to someone exactly how the person's talking to them, so it's almost that mutable energy of adapting. Mm-hmm. But it's also, like, and I feel like when I do talk to people, I feel like I want to see awareness in them. Mm-hmm. I don't judge them if they're not, but I walk into it hoping to see that awareness, because then we can commune differently. But mm-hmm. if I don't, we're still going to get on, but I'm just like, let me see you.
Let me see right through your body.
Like, let me check you out.
Yeah.
But thank God it's not an emotional one, though, because I'm like, But when I am, then I am. But like it said, rain or waterfall. You mm-hmm. either have it or you don't. There's no in between. Mm-hmm. And there's no push and pull. Mm-hmm. That concludes this week's slut-isode. What? Episode?
Slut-isode on the third house.
Third house hoes, 10K bitches, ew. Scorpio Mercury, Scorpio third house is toxic.
We hope y'all learned something about us today.
I thought mine was going to be worse. Mine was good. Y'all's is fucked. Y'all had the most toxic third house.
I see no wrong in our third house.
It was like, I want to stalk you. All right, Joes. Y'all some Joes. Y'all some Joes from you.
I won't go that far.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'll Joe it up on the internet, though. Oh, God.
No, well, I'm signing off with Joe 1 and Joe 2.
If you don't hear from Angel next episode.
You know why.
It's because you creeped on her.
I'm not looking out for me. I'm looking out for you.
Help. I'm being our 10K hoes as we are.
Swipe up to view.
If you are not following us on social media, what the fuck are you doing? We're like practically famous at this point. Come on. We are on Instagram at @the_astrologers. We are on TikTok at @theastrologers. We are on Twitter at @theastrologers. We are everywhere. We on Facebook at @theastrologers. We are streaming on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So please subscribe. Give us a follow. Give us a like. Give us a comment.
Yeah.
Please DM us. We love talking to us. Come on.
Swipe up to view.
Swipe up to view.
I'm not looking out for me. I'm looking out for you.
Click on the link.
Swipe up to me.
See you next week.